Richard, mm-hmm. and I keep thinking about the book Beyond Words and Thoughts that he wrote, mm-hmm. which is really another way of saying mm-hmm. it. It's beyond this,
yes.
and way beyond anything we can do yes. up here, which is mm-hmm. that isness that you refer to. It just...
The state of being.
Being.
Yes, the state of being.
Are you kind of speaking sort of like karma? When you think about doing something for somebody, you normally expect something back. Most people do.
Yes.
But if you do it without thinking,
yes,
because it comes automatically,
yes, yes,
that is more.
Yes, it's
the way
it, you know.
Because a lot of people
when you
may
do some,
that. They
yes.
do it and they think, oh, look what I did. So
yes.
They expect
yes.
something back, and usually they don't get anything
mm-hmm.
back.
Yes, you see, when you stay in a high place, there is no question of service for you. Your being is a service. You don't take thought and say, I helped this person today. It doesn't even cross your mind that you're
just
helping
someone. Just do it automatically.
It's your nature. It's like apple's nature is to have that certain taste. If you ask an apple, how do you taste? Even if it could talk, it would say, I don't know. I just taste.
Taste me.
Yes, taste me and you will see. So when you are one with your nature, or one with that divinity, God, light, whatever you want to say, there is nothing to say. How do you explain if you're that? You can explain it when you don't feel you're that.
Yeah.
You see?
I get what you're saying.
Well, can I?
Can't believe.
Let me go on with what I was thinking about love, you know, the, mm-hmm. the love, maybe it's because I think a lot of us think about love in some way,
uh-huh.
and how if God and omnipresence is
love,
love
that's right.
then,
that's
and
right.
we're part of love,
that's right.
and then everything and everybody's part of love,
that's right.
then our nature is to love and accept
yes.
one another.
That's right.
And so we know how to love somebody we love, you know, our children
yes,
or our
yes.
sisters, brothers, or
yes.
whatever. And when we manifest that love, that separation
mm-hmm.
disappears.
That's right.
And then we
yes.
The, so our nature is to love because the,
that's right.
is what
so,
it's all. That's what
so you
it
don't.
Is.
When you say, how can I love, you're using your mind, and you're
right.
you are actually staying away from who you are. So instead of trying to develop this love, just stay in it. That would be in the state of being that we practice a couple of times before, and we're going to do it tonight too, in case some of you guys enjoyed it but decided not to come back because the mind has lots of tricks afterwards. I just want to bombard you with a couple of things. So if we never saw each other again, at least you can use it sometimes if you decided this might be a good idea. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So often I find myself in a place or amongst somebody saying something. Now, I feel like I was brought to this place today.
Mm-hmm.
And I will think, why am I here?
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll be revealed to me.
Yes.
Somebody will say something
yes.
to me or other
yes.
that I can assist or help
yes.
or whatever.
Yes.
And
yes.
I know God had a hand in that thing. Because he works through people, by people, and of people.
Mm-hmm.
We're his hands, his mouth, his feet, and
right.
stuff.
Yes.
And if we put ourselves in his care, then he guides and directs us to help others.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I feel that so often because then it's revealed to me why
yes.
I was there.
Yes. And you didn't take any thought. It just
no.
happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's exactly what I was saying. Yes.
I just wanted to see if everybody else felt what I feel. Because I think the high price of gas is making human consciousness become more of a family and people growing closer together because of it, I believe.
Yeah. Anybody yeah, and some
that?
People that, yes, they can do that.
I saw a
any
person.
Type of pressure. Any type of pressure. Have you had this pressure cooker that eventually has to let out from someplace the pressure? And when it does, there is a relief. Any type of pressure sends people to search, soul searching. Mm-hmm. And in that, if there is a family for them that is, you know, their weakness, then they work on that. And I don't know any time in my life that I didn't have a hardship and did not pay off in something greater than the hardship. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that all of us has been this way. So nothing is really in vain if we look at it deeper, and everything can become a waste of time if we don't. And then we sit around and say, why me? Why am I victimized? Why, you know? Mm-hmm. And we can go on with our stories and drama to eternity. Yes, you are absolutely right.
And the question is, why not me?
Yes, that's another way of beautiful answering.
And each problem can be a step.
Yes.
A stepping stone.
A step.
You bet.
Because
yes.
It can help you become a better person depending
that's
on your
that's
yeah,
right.
The way you react to
that's
whatever
right.
problem you
that's
have.
Right. That's right. Now, going to finishing our meeting tonight, Richard and I will be out of town for one
we
Tuesday.
Will miss next week and we'll be back on the 16th.
Okay. I like to do something that sums it up. As far as we were saying, keep yourself in a high place, and it demonstrates to you about how we can stay someplace that we are not judging the sights. If I could ask everybody, Darlene, could you turn this off, please? Just look at the candle and just be. No opinion about the light, the brightness of it, the size of it, just nothing, just completely empty, look at it, just be in that silence, that stillness. Thank you for coming tonight, or every night that we get together. It is not about lecturing or talking about religion or this and that. This is a place where all of us from different language, from different country, from different religion get together just to acknowledge what is and dismiss what isn't. We have all came from a life, some hard, some mediocre, but here and now, by being absolutely in the state of our being, we can erase all our story and drama and find ourselves in a deeper bliss and happiness. And this is the time to do that, here and now. The whole world needs our help, not a handout as much as it is the raising of our own consciousness, so that our help comes spontaneously, effortlessly, and precisely. I'd like to finish this night dedicating a sign for you. I'm singing it for you. And you. It'll be in two languages. Tui modara. Tui pedara. Tui nasik tarin khisha. Tui aziz tarin rafiqa. توی گنج درونه، توی فهم و شعوره، توی همه چیزم، توی خدا. You are my mother, you are my father, you are my nearest kin, you are my dearest friend, you are my treasure. Namaste.